1015thehawk.com.
All right, so as Nova Scotians, we're halfway through, just about halfway through the Sobeys 101 Days of Summer. It's summer vacation, the kids are at home, and they've already said, I'm bored, what am I going to do? I'm bored. Mom, Dad, can we do something? What are we doing? I'm bored. Found a book. It's called 25 Family Adventures in Nova Scotia, Making the Most of Your Travels with the Kids. Helen Early is the author of this book. I have Helen on the phone right now this morning. Helen, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on the Hawk.
Nice to have you here. Now, Helen, is it Early? Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, it's okay. Like early in the morning.
Perfect. Now, Helen, you've got 25 different family adventures here. I got to start off by saying I flipped through this book. It looks amazing. The pictures are amazing on it. There's a lot of information. I'm going to be honest. I didn't read the whole book. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of information in here. But I need to start with something here, and that is, of those 25, what might be the best one with all this rain we've had in the province lately?
Oh, that is so hard to say. With the rain, I guess you should head. You could head into Halifax, where all the museums are free right now. And so, Chapter 2 is called "Walk the Halifax Waterfront." So, I guess if it's raining, you wouldn't do too much walking. You'd be spending more time inside the Maritime Museum.
Yep.
There's a really cool museum that not a lot of people know about in Eastern Passage over in Dartmouth, and that's the Shearwater Aviation Museum. It's really one of the most undervalued and undervisited, I think, museums in the whole of HRM. What else? I want to think inside raining.
Right? Oh, that's the only thing, because we've had a lot of rain this year so far.
Yeah.
And so you had one more. You just said, and I cut you off.
I was going to say that another favorite of mine is Tatamagouche, up in the North Shore. You can huddle up in your train station caboose. They've got a little hotel there where you can stay inside a caboose.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Okay. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to get some summer weather. I couldn't even get it out. Let's try that one more time, okay? This is the joys of live radio. Sometime soon, hopefully, we'll get some summer weather. There you go. Good job, Scott. And Helen, where can people look to go and do something brand new or something they have to rediscover in Nova Scotia?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to try that myself. Sometime soon, we're going to get some summer weather.
There you go. Got it. You can take my job. That's fine. You take my job.
So when we do get that summer weather, a new thing is actually George's Island. So there's two islands there's more than two. There's a few islands in the middle of Halifax Harbor. One of them is George's Island. And for years, people in Halifax have been looking out, wondering, like, what's going on there? Can we visit? And up until last summer, the answer was no. This summer, you can book a tour with ambassadors, or you can go on a really cool little a little fast boat, a private boat. There's lots of ways to get there, but you can go to George's Island, have a picnic, look around, and it's a little bit like the Citadel, but a lot rougher and more less developed. So that's one brand new thing in Halifax. I'm trying to think what else is brand new. I'll tell you where else. The Fundy Shore. So the Cliffs of Fundy have just been, and again, this is last year, they were just designated as a UNESCO geopark. So that's a huge, big deal for Nova Scotia. And all along that coast, again, not a lot of people head up there. They prefer to go to the south shore of Nova Scotia sometimes, but that whole Fundy coast is just incredible, and there's lots of opportunities to hunt for fossils and gems, and there's a really cool museum up there, lots of stuff to do.
So, Helen, what's a reason that you would come together and say, okay, I'm going to make a book and produce this book of 25 family adventures in Nova Scotia? Why did you do that?
Well, I've been travel writing since about 2014. I was travel writing about Canada, but also about the rest of the world, and publishing my stories on websites and newspapers and magazines. And then when the pandemic came, I was given this opportunity to write about 25 Nova Scotia adventures, and it was just perfect timing because we were stuck, like everyone else, with the silver lining that, like, there was this amazing opportunity to explore our own province. Mm-hmm. So it all kind of came together.
Did you get a chance during COVID to, or when we started doing reopening, to go to a couple of these things, or did you do a lot of research? How did that work?
A little bit of research was done beforehand, because like I said, I've been travel writing for a few years, so there were a few trips that we looked back, you know, into a couple of years before. But to be honest, most of the trips we did that summer, so what happened was when there was a lull in the COVID numbers or when mm-hmm. things opened up a bit, we just jumped in the car and went. As you know, we just made it the best of those little periods where you could travel.
I get it.
And then secondly, very kindly, there were a few places such as Annapolis Royal, the museum there. And there were a couple of places that opened up just for me and my family so that we could learn about the experience and write about it. So that was a privilege that we had last summer.
That's huge. That's huge.
I know. It was really great.
And this book is available on Amazon. I put the link up on our Facebook fan page right now. So if you're listening and you're like, hey, that sounds like a really cool thing, we could knock off 25 different things throughout the month, or you know, some of these are wintertime too, so it's not necessarily just, like one of them's about the Christmas trees, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, so this book is for all seasons. In fact, it would make an amazing Christmas gift. So people are buying them for their Airbnbs. People, I hope, will buy them for Christmas gifts. There's a bunch of adventures that are wintertime adventures too. And actually Amazon's an okay place to buy it, but they seem to go out of stock quite quickly, so if you can't find it on Amazon, definitely go over to Chapters. There's so many adventures in this book that you won't expect, and like you said, there's loads of pictures, so it makes a really nice gift for sure.
Well, Helen, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us this morning about the book.
Thank you.
I'm going to recommend people pick up this book. This is a very cool book about our own province and how to stop by different places in our province that you might not think about and be able to go and enjoy them. So, Helen, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Appreciate it. That is Helen Early. Check out her book, 25 Family Adventures in Nova Scotia, Making the Most of Travel with Kids.